The Pittsburgh Penguins rolled into Madison Square Garden on Saturday afternoon to play a Ranger team that had only 3 wins in their last 15 games and really had struggled all season long on home ice. And it looked like the Penguins were going to blow them away when Anthony Mantha scored on the power play at 2:08 of the first period.
Now it squeaks up to Carlson. He'll sweep it ahead to Raquel in the slot. Drags and fires. Wrister goes wide. Rust over at the corner, collects the rebound, flips it up to Carlson. He unloads. They score! A deflection in front, and it's another power play goal for the Penguins. A touch by Anthony Mantha to give the Pens a 1-0 lead just a little over 2 minutes into this game.
Penguins thought they had a 2-0 lead 52 seconds later when Brian Rust thought he scored a goal on the power play, but it was disallowed because of goalie interference. Nevertheless, the Penguins did eventually get a 2-0 lead at 1:59 of the second period when Ryan Shea scored. The Rangers had only 7 shots on goal through the first half of the hockey game. They would get 18 shots the rest of the way, and they roared back to tie the game on goals by Mika Zibanejad. A power play goal got them on the comeback trail at the 10-minute mark of the second period, and then Taylor Radish of the Rangers scored a 2:57 of the third to tie it. They went to overtime. Nothing was decided there, and the Pittsburgh kid Vincent Trocheck would score the only goal in the shootout to win it for the Rangers 3-2. So a disappointing outcome for the Penguins, who had a 2-0 lead and let it slip away. They're right back at it, though, on Sunday afternoon at 1 when the Vegas Golden Knights come calling to PPG Paints Arena. This is Paul Steigerwald for the Penguins Radio Network.